feel very privileged to be part of the Cornish Cricket Week and to obviously play the first international cricket game down here. So, yeah, it's really exciting, and obviously I think July the 8th should be a fantastic occasion.
Now, the standard of cricket from the women's cricket team has improved dramatically over the last 3 to 4 years. What would you put that down to?
I think the funding we get from the England and Wales Cricket Board, I think, has played a huge part in that. I think a lot of great work is being done at grassroots level. A lot of counties now are really making it a priority to make women's and girls cricket sustainable. So I think a lot of reasons. The team's been successful, which is always good. And but long may it continue. I think we've still got a lot of work to do, but we're heading in the right direction.
This is a big year for you.
A huge year, huge 14, 15 months really, 2 World Cups. But we're really looking forward to it. We know as players, these sort of occasions don't come around very often. So, we're going to throw everything into the next 14, 15 months. Some big games, we're looking forward to coming down here. You know, we often get to play at test venues, which is nice, but sometimes the smaller grounds with more of an atmosphere is what we like. So I'm hoping it's going to be very very similar to that down in here.
Yeah, because it's Lords, the county ground in Somerset, and obviously one game in Buckinghamshire, and then Cornwall.
Yeah, I know. So Lords and Cornwall in the same series, which I think is great for cricket. We get to play at the home of cricket, and then obviously take the game more widespread, and I think hopefully that will hopefully inspire many girls in Cornwall who haven't seen an international women's game the opportunity to do so, and who knows, there could be a Cornish girl playing for England, which would be fantastic.
When it comes to the series, this will be number 4 in the series against India. How are you rating your chances?
I'm very confident. I think as a team we've set ourselves a goal in 2012 of being unbeaten. So I'm hoping we'll be 3-0 and by the end of the game be 4-0. And I'll be very happy captain. But we've got a lot of cricket to play before then. We've off to New Zealand next week, and then obviously the one day series, and then a 2020 World Cup. So I'm trying not to look too far ahead, but certainly a day in my diary this year is coming down here, because I know how much it means to Cornwall, and obviously it's going to be a fantastic occasion.
One last question for you. Obviously the test team that you're going to be facing is India. Yeah. How good are they?
They're a good team. I mean, they've got the best batter and best bowler in the world. So, we can't hide away from that. But we've got a very good record against them in England, which is something we'll be looking to continue. But we know we're going to have to play our best. But we want to play some good cricket, and hopefully it'll be a good game on July the 8th.
So there you go, the very lovely Charlotte Edwards, the England women's cricket captain, speaking to me earlier this week at the launch of the Festival of Cricket. Well, I'm joined in the studio now by one of the organisers, Alan George. Good afternoon, Alan. Thank you very much for joining us on a Saturday afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jamie. Thanks for having us.
Fantastic, first of all, to have this game in Truro.
Absolutely superb for the county. It's a 5-match series with one of the games being played at Lords, two of the games at the county ground at Taunton, and one of the other games at John Paul Getty private ground in Buckinghamshire. So we really are in illustrious company.
I was going to say, yes, it must be, to have Lords at county ground at Taunton and then Boscawen Park.
Absolutely fantastic, isn't it?
Now, this isn't the only game happening over this festival, is it?
It's not, no. There's also another big game, Cornwall against the PCA Masters. And the PCA Masters is made up of a number of former international players. A number of their squad that took part last year included the likes of Devon Malcolm, Dominic Cork, Gladstan Small, Matthew Maynard. So some really big sort of former England internationals, as well as Ian Harvey from Australia and Saqlin Mushtaq from Pakistan.
What was the whole emphasis or idea behind this festival?
We really wanted to get sort of more sort of Cornish youngsters involved in the game. We really feel there's not enough sort of role models for the youngsters at the moment. If they want to go and watch some live cricket, they've obviously got to go all the way up to Taunton. So we wanted to bring cricket to the people of Cornwall.
Fantastic. Well, so this is all happening starting on Thursday the 5th of July.
Thursday the 5th of July is the Cornwall versus the PCA Masters game. Sunday the 8th of July is the NatWest England versus India one-day match. And we've also got a big sporting dinner with Phil Vickery and Alan Kirbishley taking place on Friday the 6th of July.
Now, I know there's a website. What's the web address?
It's CornishCricketFestival.co.uk.